Hare Krishna.
Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadari, Jaya Giri Varadari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari, Jaya Giri Varadhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana, Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Jaya Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Giri Varadhari, Jaya Giri Varadhari, Jaya Gopi. Jaya Yashoda Nandana, Jaya ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य विभि संस्थापक आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారినే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. So today we are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, and we are on text number 30. Kindly repeat after me.
Tadopasamhritya gira sahasranir విముక్త సంగమనాది పురుషే కృష్ణే లసద పీత పటే చతుర్భుజే పురస్థితే మిలిత ద్రీక వ్యధారయ తదోపసంమృత్య గిరా సహస్రనీ విముక్త సంగమన ఆది పురుషే కృష్ణే లసత పీత పటే చతుర్భుజే పురస్థితే మిలిత ద్రీక వ్యధారయ తదోపసంమృత్య గిరః సహస్రనీ విముక్త సంగమన ఆది పురుషే కృష్ణే లసద పీత పటే చతుర్భుజే పురస్థితే మీలిత ద్రీగ వ్యాధర
సహస్రనీ విముక్త
कृष्णे लसदपि कपटे चतुर्भुजे पुरस्थिते मिलित दृग्धारण तदोपसंमृत्य गिरः सहस्रनी कृष्णे लसदपि कपटे चतुर्भुजे पुरस्थिते मिलितद्रे
माताजी वट वन मीनिंग तदा एट दैट टाइम उपसमृत्य विड्रॉइंग गिरह स्पीच सहस्त्रनी भीष्मदेव हु वॉज एक्सपर्ट इन थाउजेंड्स ऑफ साइंसेस एंड आर्ट्स विमुक्त संगम कंप्लीटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग एल्स मनः माइंड आदि पुरुषे अंटू द ओरिजिनल पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कृष्णे अंटू कृष्ण लसत पीत पटे डेकोरेटेड विथ येलो गार्मेंट्स चतुर्भुजे अंटू द फोर हैंडेड ओरिजिनल नारायण पुरह जस्ट बिफोर स्थिते स्टैंडिंग अमिलित वाइड स्प्रेड दृक् विजन व्यधारयत फिक्स्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन देर अपॉन दैट मैन हु स्पोक ऑन डिफरेंट सब्जेक्ट्स विथ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ मीनिंग्स एंड हु फॉट on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men stopped speaking and being completely freed from all bondage withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of God it's Sri Krishna who stood before him 400 dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined purport In the momentous hour of leaving his material body, Bhishmadev set the glorious example concerning the important function of the human form of life. The subject matter which attracts the dying man becomes the beginning of his next life. Therefore, if one is absorbed in the thoughts of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he is sure to go back to Godhead without any doubt. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. From 8th chapter 5th till 15th and Prabhupada gives purport upon this. And whoever at the time of death quits his body remembering me alone at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will remain without fail. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. And at the same time, carry out your prescribed duties of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. He who meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha Arjuna, is sure to reach me. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person, as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is the smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun and being transcendental is beyond the material nature. One who at the time of death fixes his life air between the eyebrows and in full devotion engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons learned in the Vedas who utter Omkara and who are great sages in the renounced order entered into Brahman. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I shall now explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation. The yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses and fixing the mind on the heart. And the life air at the top of the head, one establishes himself in yoga. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the supreme personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the spiritual planets. For one who remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection. Shri Bhishma Dev attained the perfection of quitting his body at will and was fortunate enough to have Lord Krishna, the object of his attention, personally present at the time of death. He therefore fixed his open eyes upon him. He wanted to see Sri Krishna for a long time out of his spontaneous love for him because he was a pure devotee. He had very little to do with the detailed performance of yogic principles. Simple bhakti yoga is enough to bring about perfection. Therefore, the ardent desire of Bhishma Dev was to see the person of Lord Krishna, the most lovable object. And by the grace of the Lord, Sri Bhishma Dev had this opportunity at the last stage of his breathing. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girin yat kripatam aham vande Sri Guru dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asadunam Sadutadayin Atinicho Chatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premna Matakantagaspura. Hare Krishna, so I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas. So that I can speak whatever I have heard, repeat those words to inspire our devotion and for my own purification and for Lord's glorification. So wonderful section, a very intense section of Srimad Bhagavatam where Bhishma Dev's passing away has been explained and such a perfect passing away. It's a great example. So yesterday, Mukundamala Prabhu beautifully spoke about art of dying. How devotee of the Lord, he leaves this world. And today, Prabhupada continuing with the same theme. How Bhishma Dev is following the instructions given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. Antakale cha mameva smaran mukta kalevaram. And these verses. Bhishma Dev fixing his mind, all his senses, all his consciousness upon the beautiful form of Lord Krishna who was personally present over there. And here, Prabhupada writes, simple bhakti yoga is enough to bring about perfection. It looks very simple. The devotional service, bhakti yoga, looks very simple. But it brings all perfection, what one needs in his life. So Bhishma Dev, although being a great state man, he is given status of a great yogi here. And he just performed devotional service, spontaneous loving service to the Lord. So today I would like to speak on this theme, the one who gave us devotional service, who made this bhakti yoga most accessible process in this age of Kali Yuga, and that is Sri Chaitanya Dev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tomorrow, as we are going to celebrate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, Gaura Purnima, and Bhishma Dev is one of the Mahajan who spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this Arrows of Ved. When he spoke Vishnu Sahasranam, he mentioned about the appearance and activities of Lord Gauranga. Suvarna Varna Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi Sanyasas Krishchamahas Shanto Nishta Santi Parayana. So Bhishma Dev spoke about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, predicted his appearance on the bed of arrows while passing, while leaving this world, the process what he is following in his life, the one who is going to give this process in the future Kali Yuga, he gave indication, and we also authenticate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance referring to the Vishnu Sahasranam spoken by Bhishma Dev in Mahabharata on the bed of arrows. So taking this clue, we'll try to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. As we all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is Channa Avatar, hidden incarnation in this age of Kali Yuga. And it is a unique incarnation, unique avatar of Lord Gauranga. Tektva sudustyajam surepshita rajya lakshmim dharmeshtarya vachasayadagadaranyam maya mrugam daitaipsitamanvadhavan vande mahapurushatate charanaravindam. This unique incarnation is unique because in all other incarnation, the living entity was running behind the Lord to please Him, to worship Him. But in this incarnation, in this avatar of the Lord, Lord was Himself running after all the living entities to give them devotional service, who are ours to take up to devotional service. Maya mrugam daita ipsitam anvadhavan. He was running. Not only walking, but running. Please take to the devotional service. Give up this illusory energies association. And for that, he took sannyas. Surepshita Rajya Lakshmim. He gave up the loving association of his devotees as a sannyasi. And there are various reasons why Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. One internal reason given by one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna's promise that ye yathamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham te vartamano vartande manushya paharta sarvasya. As you approach me, accordingly I reciprocate with the devotees. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna has given this promise, so and Krishna reciprocated with everyone. How they approached him. But Krishna could not reciprocate fully, could not repay back to the gopis for their devotional service, for their love. So he himself told them, Na paareham, I cannot repay what you have given to me. So Krishna could not fulfill
his promise that ye yatha mam prabadyante. Their devotion was so exalted that Krishna did not reciprocate. Just to reciprocate that devotion. This has been spoken by one of the devotees whose name is Nityananda Das. He writes in his Prem Vilas, one of the book written by him. He was a devotee of Janva Devi. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told this to Loknath Goswami, that all my devotees, all these gopis, they renounced everything. Their home, their relatives, their opulences, just to fulfill my desire. They gave up everything. And to reciprocate that with that dedication, I have taken sannyas. To renounce everything, whatever, and we could see, he gave up his scholarship, Nimai Pandit. He gave up his loving mother. He gave up his loving associates. Just to express, reciprocate with the devotion what gopis have performed. And another reason, okay, he could have renounced and not taken sannyas. So another reason he gives why Lord Gauranga wears saffron dress is that it gives a very esoteric reason that when Krishna and Radharani is together, so Radharani wears blue garments, blue clothes. When they are meeting together, and when Radharani experiences separation, when Radharani is in a viraha bhav, that time she wears saffron clothes. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas and wore saffron dress to experience viraha, separation from Krishna. So these are the reasons given by the acharyas. And we could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken this vow of sannyas to establish yoga dharma, to run after living entities who are running after maya. And this is also very interesting that how, even after taking sannyas, I'm going to speak on this theme, how Lord Chaitanya, in Krishna Leela, we find that Lord Krishna gave up his opulences of godhoodness. Evam sandarshita hi anga, harina bhritya vashyata, savashena api krishnena, se is yasyadam seshwaram jag. That Krishna gave up his opulences for the sake of the devotion what Mother Yashoda performed. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up his opulences of renounced order, which he has taken to run after all the living entities. He gave up his opulences of renounced order to please his devotees. So in renounced order, one is supposed to follow certain rules and regulations, and that helps them, that helps a sannyasi, a person in renounced order, to get trust, being more authentic, and have authority. Because sannyas is the highest order in varnashram system. And when A sannyasi is looked up to. A renounced order person is looked up to. For his various qualifications. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of love for his devotees, he renounced those opulences. And therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he talks about,
Kahi bare kathana hai, kahi leke na bhujaye, aise chitra chaitanya raranga. Se se bujite pare chaitanya ra kripa yare haye tar dasanu das sanga.
That se se bujite pare chaitanya ra kripa yare. Those who understand these mysteries of chaitanya leela by repeatedly hearing those pastimes. Why? Aise chitra chaitanya ra ranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities, pastimes are wonderful. And when somebody understands these pastimes, he receives the mercy in the form of getting association of the devotees. So one, when someone receives the association of his devotees, that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to that devotee. So, various opulences which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renounced for devotees' sake, that we are going to discuss today. So, the first and foremost, the opulence which Lord Chaitanya gave up as a sannyasi is truthfulness. Satya Vachan.
प्रभु कहे आमी नर्तक तुम्ही सूत्रधार तुम्ही ऐसे नचाओ तैसे नर्तन आमार.
ओ प्रभु कहे आमी नर्तक आय एम अ डांसर एंड तुम्ही सूत्रधार यू आर द डायरेक्टर आय एम द टॉय इन द हैंड्स ऑफ माय डिवोटीज तुम्ही ऐसे नचाओ एज यू मेक मी डांस Taiche Nartanamar, I will dance accordingly. So this is the dedication towards devotees. And to just please them, Lord Chaitanya gave up truthfulness. He acted on pretense. Because truth brings a sannyasi, a renounced order person, is what internally is externally. There is no dvija or there is no difference between his external behavior and internal thinking process, thought process. But here in Chaitanya's Leela, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Magh month, that is January, February. He came to Puri in Falgun. He delivered Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya in Chaitra, March, April, in this month only. And in Vaishakh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired in next month, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to go to South India. So one day he called upon all the devotees and he told them,
Toma sab janiyami pranadik kari prana chad yae toma sab chadi te na pari.
Oh my dear devotees, please listen to me that you all are my life and soul. And without you, I cannot live even for a moment. And I also know you cannot leave without me for a moment. Prana chade yae toma sab chadi dena pari. I can give up my life, but I cannot give up your association. And he tells them that you all are my friends. And you have performed the duty of a friend. What is that duty? That you have brought me to Jagannath Puri. And bringing me here, you have given me the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So what is the real friendship is that to bring someone to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, you all are my friends. And you have performed those duties, bringing me to Puri and giving Jagannath's darshan. But I have one request. I beg one request from all of you. Yehi sab sthane mui mago ek dane, sab mili adnya deh yai be dakshine. Please give me this one arm. I request all of you, please allow me to go to South India. Dakshine. Why do you want to go? All the devotees ask. Why do you want to go? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what to say? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to search my elder brother Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop took sannyas and went away. We did not get any information after he left Nadia, Navdi. I want to search. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already knew this. That Vishwaroop had already attained perfection. And had gone back home. His own home. Vishwaroopa siddhi prapti jane na sakal dakshin deshe uddharite kare yehi chhal. Dakshin deshe uddharite kare yehi chhal. Chhal means pretense. So, he already knew, being the supreme person, that Vishwaroop has already attained perfection, siddhi. So, what reason should be given to all these devotees? They won't allow me if I tell them that I want to deliver all these living entities in Dakshin. So, he karena yehi chal. He spoke which was not the truth. Just to keep his devotee's heart. So this is the one example where Lord Chaitanya had something else in his mind and spoke something else. He gave up truthfulness. He was not what he was thinking. And this is what attracts a devotee. Lord is ready to give up anything for the sake of his devotees. And second opulence of a sannyasi is to not to be obliged to anyone. Not to take favors from anyone. Because if you take favor from someone, then in renounce order you cannot speak truth to someone. You cannot instruct someone. You can become biased. If you have taken favor, oh, he has given me favor. I cannot speak harsh to him. I cannot speak truth to him. But Lord Chaitanya gave up even this opulence. So when Lord Chaitanya, and how he gave up this opulence? By changing his plans, what he had decided. So Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and wanted to go to Vrindavan. Seivesha kailaye be Vrindavan giya
कृष्ण निवे निशेवन करी निभ्रेते वशिया.
सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु टुक संन्यास एंड ही चैंटेड एतम सास्ताय परात्मनिष्ठा अध्यासितम पूर्व तमेर महर्षि भी अहम तरिष्यामि दुरंत पारम तमो मुकुंदांग्रि निशेवय. ही वॉज चैंटिंग यस लाइफ इज मीन टू सर्व मुकुंद एंड आई शैल सर्व मुकुंद इन वृंदावन. एंड ही डिसाइडेड एंड ही स्टार्टेड walking towards Vrindavan. He was absorbed in the chanting the holy name. He was in ecstatic mood. Nityananda Prabhu and all other devotees were accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him to Shantipur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Ganga flowing. He thought it is Yamuna. And he jumped, thinking it as Yamuna. And what he sees another surprise that Advaita Acharya is coming from another side. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Advaita Acharya, what are you doing in Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya said, this is not Vrindavan. Yeah, of course, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. But this is Shantipur. And you have taking bath in Ganga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shocked. I'm in Shantipur. Oh, Nityananda tricked me and brought me to Shantipur. So Advaita Acharya said, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are fasting for the last 3 days. Now you come to my home and accept my alms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Advaita Acharya's house and Advaita Acharya prepares. Fantastic is also, I think, a very small word. The way Advaita Acharya prepared the feast. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that feast. And in the evening, he submerged himself in ecstatic dancing and kirtan. Next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Pratakritya kari nama sankirtan. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the translation, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up in the morning, performed his regular duties, routine duties, and he started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the morning. And as he was performing these activities, there comes Chandrasekhar, Lord's associate from Nadia, along with all the devotees. And with those devotees came Mother Sachi. Sachi Mata, now first time coming to see Nimai, whose beloved darling, who had a long hair, and now first time Mother Sachi is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without hairs. And Lord Chaitanya was seeing Mother Sachi first time after sannyas. And the description is so touching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he sees Sachi Mata, he falls on the ground and offers her dandavat. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begs to Sachi Mata that please forgive me.
Kandiya kahena Sachi bachare nimai Vishwarupa samana kariho nithurai.
That exchange was taking place between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Nimai, please, you have taken sannyas, but do not act like a Vishwarup. Vishwarup left the home and did not, he never came back. and I never received any news about him. Please, do not do this way. You have taken sannyas. Do not act like a Vishwaroop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the request of Sachi Mata, and all the devotees also from Navdeep were crying continuously. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart was melting, seeing all these devotees cry. Their separation from him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told them that, Toma sabana chadiba yavat ami jiba, mata re tavat ami chadite nariba. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that, I shall never give up the association of my mother. And nor yours, all of you, oh my dear devotees, I cannot give up that. I can give up everything else, but I cannot give up you and oh my dear mother to you. So he assured them that I won't give up your association. What he had decided? He had decided to go to Vrindavan. And when all the devotees heard this, then Sachi Mata, for 10 days, he requested all the devotees that I shall cook for Nimai, because this is the only opportunity I have received. And in future, I may not receive this opportunity. And all devotees agreed to the Sachi Mata's proposal, and all 10 days, Sachi Mata cooked for him. And then, hearing those words that Mahaprabhu is saying that he cannot give up the association of Mother Sachi and all the devotees, but also wanted to fulfill the vows of sannyas, not to stay at his birthplace. So all the devotees, they went to Sachi Mata and told them that this is the dilemma of Lord. So please suggest something. And then Sachi Mata told all of them that you can convey this to Nimai. Tate mui yukti bhala mora mane lay nila chale rahe yadi dui karya hoy. I also don't want somebody criticizes Nimai for staying at birthplace. And I also don't want that I don't get any news of Nimai. So both the thing can be achieved if he stays at Nilachal in Jagannath Puri. That no one will criticize that he is staying at his birthplace and he is away from me and away from devotees. Nilachal and Navdeep is like ghar and angan, or two rooms in one home. So better he can stay in another room in Nilachal and we can stay in another room in Navdeep. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that plan, accepted that desire. Although he's not obliged to anyone, but he feels obliged to follow and change his plan according to the desire of his devotees. And similarly, he changed his plan, as we know that when he wanted to go to Vrindavan, Sanatan Goswami told him, please do not go with all these devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought, it's better we'll go. But next day when he reached to Kanai Natshala, he thought, hey, Sanatan Goswami was right. I should not go with all these devotees. I should follow the way Madhvendapuri had gone to Vrindavan. So he changed his plan to go to Vrindavan and came back to Puri. So whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his plan or could not fulfill what he desired, so he always said, that, oh, this thing did not happen because I must have hurt some devotee. I hurt Gadadhar Pandit, therefore I could not reach. I could not go to Vrindavan and came to Shantipur because all of you, Navdeep Vasis, I took sannyas without your permission. Therefore, I could not go to Vrindavan. So anything did not work, he always connected it with, oh, I did not take permission from you. I have hurt someone and therefore this did not take place. But he is a Swatantra Ishwar. He changed his plan. He can execute. Hai na? What is the meaning of a God? Kartum akartum anyata kartum. But he changed. Another opulence which he gave up is of a sannyasi is a teacher. Hai na? Through his acharan, he teaches to the society. But, and no one can correct, a brahmachari cannot correct a sannyasi. A brahmachari has been corrected by the sannyasi in the varnashram system. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted correction from his devotee. Damodar Goswami, who is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, that pastime is beautifully explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that Purushottame Kaudiya Brahmana Kumar Pitru Shunya Mahasundar Mrudu Vyavahar. That in Jagannath Puri, there was one Brahmana boy whose association Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked very much. Mrudu Vyavahar, his dealings was so attractive. So every day that boy would come and take association of Lord Chaitanya. And who doesn't want such association? Even a dog, anyone who comes in the association, they get liberated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association. One time a dog was touching the feet of Srila Prabhupada. And that dog got addicted to the Prabhupada's association. Actually, most of the time, Prabhupada would keep distance from the dog. But this one German shepherd, he would every day come to Prabhupada. And he became so attached to Prabhupada's association. So, such a great association is attractive to everyone. So, this Brahman Kumar, this Brahmana boy, was so attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, every day he would come and would have a nice talk with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Damodar Pandit, he would restrict this boy, but still he would come and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he would restrict? Because he was a Pitru Shunya. Pitru Shunya means his father had passed away. And his mother was alone, a widow. And this was the problem, as Damodar Pandit thought, that people will raise the objection or people will speak ill about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, he restricted this boy. Swachhand acharakar ke pare balite mukhar jagate tu mukha para achhadite. Still that boy did not listen and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued his dealing with that boy. So one day, in a great anger, Damodar Goswami went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu And he spoke in a sarcastic way that Swachanda Acharya Kara, you are independent Lord. You can act as you want. Swachanda Acharya Kara. And who doesn't like, isn't it? Ke pare balite, what can I say? Main kya bolu? You do whatever you want to do. But mukhair jagat, but how we will close people's speech? What they will speak about you? We cannot close, we cannot tap their lips, their words, their speech. And when, after saying this,
eta bali damodara mona hoila antare santush prabhu hasi vicharila ihar kahiye shuddha premer taranga damodara sam mor nahi antaranga.
After hearing those words from Damodar Goswami, Damodar Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced great joy in his heart that he is chastising, correcting me in my behavior. And he did not take, of course, one should not do this way, but he did not take it as a correction. He saw it as a premera taranga. This is the wave of love what Damodar Pandit has for me. And then to glorify Damodar Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Tomasam nirapeksha nahi mora gane nirapeksha naile dharma nayaya rakshane. If somebody is not indifferent, then he cannot protect dharma. So, being a sannyasi, he is getting correction from a brahmachari. This is another feature of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. And another one is, I'll just quickly move forward. Another opulences which he gave up of fearlessness. A sannyasi is fearless. He doesn't have any attachment. He is detached from objects, people of this world. Because when a sannyasi, when he takes a sannyasa vow, that time the mantras which are chanted are of when they are chanted during Anteshti Sanskar. So socially, he is a dead person basically. So he doesn't have any string attached to anything. And when you are not attached to anything, you can be fearless. Attachment brings fearfulness. But in Chaitanya's Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fearful.
Jagdananda chahe ama vishay bunjaite yehi kahe sehi bhaye chahiye karite. कभी यदि हार वाक्य करिए अन्यथा क्रोधे तीन दिन मोरे नहीं कहे कथा.
सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु वुड बी ऑलवेज फियरफुल ऑफ जगदानंद पंडित एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट ही वुड परफॉर्म हिज एक्टिविटीज. सो म्हणजे जगदानंद पंडित he brought some sandalwood scented oil, sandalwood oil for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after requesting for 10 days, he did not apply. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am sannyasi. I am not a dara sannyasi. Dara sannyasi means tantric sannyasi who enjoys with the women. So I am not a dara sannyasi and I cannot apply this scented oil. If somebody passes from Gambira and if he sends, are perfume ka smell aa raha hai, means what he will think? So, he did not apply. But Jagdananda Pandit was forcing Govinda, please tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he had brought from Navdeep and carefully he brought it. And carrying, preparing.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not apply it. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in front of Jagdananda Pandit and angrily said, "Have you brought sandalwood oil and you are asking Govinda to apply it on my head?" So Jagdananda Pandit said, "Who said I have brought it? I didn't bring anything. I did not bring anything." And in anger, he took that pot of sandalwood oil and threw in front of. Actually, Lord Chaitanya told, "Your all hard work will be successful if you offer this oil to Jagannath." And that angered Jagdananda Pandit. And in front of Lord Chaitanya, he broke that pot and without saying a word, he left that place. And for 3 days, he did not eat anything. He did not speak anything. He closed himself in a room. On third day, Lord Chaitanya came, knocked on his door and spoke, "Jagdanand, I want to have prasadam. I want to have food from, you can call bhog or prasadam, from your hand. I am hungry." And as soon as Jagdananda heard, he took bath and cooked it. And he cooked so many items. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and sat. And yeah, it's a little past time, but he started eating. And his stomach got filled. But he did not say a single word, fearing that Jagdananda would again become angry. So that day, he ate 10 times more what he would generally would eat. Because of that fear that Jagdananda would become again angry. And again, he would fast. Finally, with a very fearful mood, requesting that, "Jagdananda, I have already eaten 10 times more than what I usually eat. Can you stop feeding me more?" And then Jagdananda happily accepted that. So, he is always fearful of such dealings. But otherwise, sannyasi is fearless. And Prabhupada also writes, in, you know, that is the fearlessly, he can go anywhere without any attachment. And few more, like how being a sannyasi, he instructs. Sisi Nitai Gaur Kandra ki jai, Sisi Radha Gopinath ki jai. Generally he gives instructions. He don't take permissions. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took permission from Grihastha, Sarvam Bhattacharya. That is another pastime. And another thing of a sannyasi is always decisiveness. No regret. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows regret about his decision. Matru bhakter prabhu hana shiromani sanyasa karicha sada sevena janani. So one day with Srivas Thakur, he was discussing that, I have taken this sanyas. Tarapema vasami taraseva dharma taha chadi kariyachi vatulela karma. I have taken this sanyas out of madness. I should have been serving my mother, whose love has always flourished me, nourished me. So this way, he regrets his decision out of love and affection for Mother Sachi, for her devotion. And this is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up all those opulences. For what? Only one thing. Chaitanya ra bhakta vatsalya ihate hi jani bhakta vancha purna kela nyasi siro mani. Although he is the crest jewel of renounce order, Nasi Siromani, but he fulfilled the desires of all the devotees. And this is what Chaitanya Bhakta Vatsalya. This is a love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his devotees, that he is ready to act and accept anything for the pleasure of his devotees. So, here I would like to stop. Thank you all very much for your patience listening. If anyone has any question, he can ask me after the class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. श्रील प्रभुपाद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि।
हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे।